Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury, and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today, and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Jack Mates Happy Hour.
Hello, welcome back to Jack Mates Happy Hour. I'm Robbie. I'm just
happy
doing the
hour.
Intro.
Yeah, why did you not say an H?
Went a bit giddy, wasn't I? A bit cockney.
I like it. I like you doing
Happy
this.
Hour. I'm doing the intro because Jack asked me to, like, sharing out the workload. Don't mind that. Absolutely fine. I will now hand over to Alfie.
Oh. Hello, Alfie.
Right, I will now hand back to Jack.
Oh, God, I'm feeling good.
Are you?
Why?
I just am.
Is this because of the nicotine quitting and
that
stuff?
Right. How long ago did I last get some nick in me?
73 days.
Right.
73 days. He keeps going on about it.
77 days.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
So, no, you only told me 4 days ago.
Huff.
73 days. You are right. Sorry, you are right.
Do I remember? By the time this goes out, though.
Yeah. New Year's Eve.
It'll be back on it.
Do you remember? And then you went, and then it's
goodbye.
Like that thing where
goodbye,
they say,
friend.
Yeah. You know, that thing they say, your parents picked you up and put you down and then never picked you up again for the
I
last
time. I think
we
were speaking about this on on a podcast recently, actually.
I won't go over old ground then.
No, but you're right, though. You're right.
You had the last puff.
And it's you get one day, you and your friends went out to play together for the last
Well, we're still
day.
Doing that as a job.
Knew it.
Yeah.
That's sad as flip.
No, we're doing it as a job.
No, I haven't played.
No, like, you knocked on the door. Hiya, Miss...
Let's go downfield, play
Miss Indra, is Alfie in?
Miss Indra? Who's that?
Hi, Miss Grew. Is Alfie in?
Well, yes, they would have still been married then.
Yeah, so, and then you did that for the last time. Hi,
Mrs. Grew.
Hi, Mrs. White. Is Stevie in? What do you mean he's next door? Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yep. You move on.
Yeah. He actually lived down an alley.
Did he?
Like in front.
Did he?
That's my girlfriend's name.
He was with Fogden.
Yeah. All right, let's not turn it on.
Yeah, what other things have we done for the last time?
He lived in an alley.
That's on you then, isn't it?
No, there was like an alley.
PlayStation.
No, there was like an alley in front of, like, his back garden went into.
Oh, I see.
You had a PlayStation?
I did, yeah.
No,
he didn't have a PlayStation. Let's not go into that. Yeah, something to do with PlayStation.
Move on. That is awkward. what other things have we done for the last time?
I can remember.
Like, shepherd's pie. Like, my nan makes a great pie. Like, I will eat my nan's pie for the last time.
Yep. You will eat your nan's the last time one day. Yeah.
Sounds
That's
wrong.
A bit different because you do kind of know because it's your grand dying.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
There'll come a time where the pie doesn't taste so good and you're like, the old hands aren't mashing as how they used to.
Why do I feel like we've spoken about your nan's pie before?
I really feel like we've done this as well.
Deja vu.
Yeah. And we thought then that was the last time, but we bring it back. Yeah. Like, and like, because obviously, you know, like, oh no, this is gross. But like, oh,
what? The other bit wasn't.
I'm talking about a shepherd's pie, mate.
Yeah, but you're just about his neighbour, didn't you?
Yeah, that was bleak.
That was too far.
Yeah, you, like, you know when old people, they stop
intercoursing, don't they?
For God's sake.
No, they do.
Well, they will at some point. Yeah, they will. They'll die.
Yeah, but no, I think they just will anyway. Like, I don't think my...
Your granddad will be.
No, he won't be.
Mate. That guy still works at building sites.
Yeah, he'd have got his little blue pills and he'd be pounding away.
No, honestly, mate.
He's hammering at work, he's hammering at home.
I promise you he's not.
Shepherd's pie every night.
Yeah, mate, your nan's getting fucked.
Okay. We were doing euphemisms, Stevie.
Yeah, she is getting absolutely railed.
That's disrespectful.
No, that is actually horrible.
I can tell you now that they don't do that.
How do you know?
Why do you know?
In the same bed.
Yeah, because she knows what's happening if they do.
Do you think maybe... Thanks. All right, he must...
He what? Are you asking if his granddad masturbates?
Yeah, he must be.
No!
He must do.
He pops a little blue pill, knocks one out off.
No, he doesn't. And what I'm saying is there was a last time he did it. He went, thanks, Nan.
Yeah,
he won't call him Nan. But
thanks, no. And it'll be another last time tomorrow.
Yeah, no, then that was probably 1994 or something.
You're still going to spill that water in a second.
Mate, genuinely, if I had a gun to my head, I would say your grandfather is sexually active.
No,
I would, yeah. No.
He just has the vibe of a man who's sexually active.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
That's bollocks.
How old is
right
he?
Right or wrongly.
How old is he?
79.
How old's your nan with a toy boy?
80.
Is your nan shagging?
No idea.
You don't like it when it's the other way around, do you?
It's not pleasant.
But I don't think my nan's shagging because she's dead.
Yeah. No, I thought she might be. Do you know what? She might be.
Fucking hell, Jack! What the fuck?
She got cremated, so probably not.
She's shagging turf. What is? Let's start again. This is terrible.
Yeah. This is horrible, isn't it?
We've
gone for everyone's fucking.
It's too far, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's too. Do you reckon
we've crossed the line?
Has your nan got a dildo?
Huh? What was that whole thing about crossing the line? You just asked me that. No.
He wouldn't know, would he? She might have.
No, yeah. She wouldn't. She doesn't know about
one. Then one.
She doesn't know. She knows, mate.
Ask her.
Do you sometimes see an old lady walking down the street and just think, I wonder if she's ever been like. Properly railed back in the day. Do you know what I mean?
What is this?
Because there would have been a time.
I can't.
There would have been a time when she was a young woman.
I can't be part of the pod.
So, do you know what I mean? All these old ladies were once in their 20s.
This is worse than Andrew Tate when he's got the OnlyFans girls around them.
No, this is sex positive.
No, that is not sex positive.
Your nanny is a beautiful sexual woman who deserves to.
She's a beautiful woman. She's not.
Right.
Why is my granddad sexually active, but your nan's not?
Because your granddad stinks of a man who's on the regs.
What? Yeah. So does your nan.
Fuck off.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
I'm fucking dumb with all of you.
If you see old people...
I haven't said anything!
There must... A lot of them, there will have been a time back in the day... When they probably had...
No, I don't look at old women and think I wonder about your sexual
past. No, you just...
Jack, do you ever look at Robbie and think that?
What?
That he might still be sexually active.
He's still sexually active.
Are you?
He's ploughing. Oh, he's not.
What's the question? Am I ploughing? How the fuck did you ask the question, am I ploughing?
Mate, we're going to get so much hate.
Let's not do this. Right, let's talk about something intellectual.
What age do they stop?
It's coming out now.
35. Panther in it.
Jack's only got a couple more years.
Oh.
Jack stopped at 25.
But you told me it was 29, so... Oh, God, this is fucking horrific. Right.
This is one of the worst intros we've ever had.
Do another intro. Let's start again.
All right. Someone else do the
intro. Yeah, Jack, do a new intro.
That wasn't us.
Go on, do a new intro.
Are we starting again?
Yeah.
You do the intro, Robbie.
He's done
are
it.
We really starting
are, we,
again?
Are we really starting again?
No, we're going to keep all this in, but we're going to start again.
We're starting again.
Fresh start for the listeners.
Fresh start. So they've heard all that, but we need a fresh start for us.
Yeah. So like we've gone, that wasn't the real us. The real pod starts now.
That was just a bit of fun. They've heard it. We're over it. Yeah. We're back in the room.
Really unlike us to do.
Yeah, it's because Jack let Robbie start.
Literally not, though. It's 80% of what we do. Yeah.
We don't make fun of each other's... Oh, no, we do Stevie's mum.
Just the other week we were saying...
I feel like I haven't been on the receiving end of it.
No, me and Jack were saying your nan had clang bangs.
Had what?
My nan gets dragged through the mud on this pod.
See, she's into it. Let's
start. New intro.
And then nans are
off the table. Nans are off the table. And off the
sex
counter.
And willies and everything. Your granddad shags.
Yeah.
I was just getting the last one out. Sorry.
Your nan fingers herself.
Right, let's go then.
My grand story.
What do you mean, let's go?
Let's
why
have
do you
a fight?
Okay, new intro, go. This is embarrassing.
Hello.
Now.
Yeah, this is generally.
Hello, guys. Welcome back
shit.
To Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast. We're all good mates.
That's how all
the It's the least funny shit. You weren't even trying to be funny then. You were trying to hurt me.
Imagine if Diary of a CEO went out. Welcome to Diary of a CEO. We're all good mates, by the way. It's fine.
But the reason I didn't like that is because I did my little just getting one more in joke and then Jack tried to hurt me.
Yeah, I did. I tried
that wasn't even trying to be
what
funny.
What did he do to hurt you?
But, no, I
said he was being sarcastic.
Yeah, that is Nan.
All right.
Yeah, okay. But Nans are off the table, and so are granddads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
your mum's fair game. Your mum's fair game. Yeah. You love it.
No, I don't.
What are we doing today?
I've got no idea, mate. Someone must know. Honesty.
Do you know?
Yeah, we're gonna do happy hours, honesty hour.
Honesty hour. We're gonna do your honest views on each other's nans.
I honestly think Alfie's nan's still shagging.
No! No!
Right, come
goodbye,
on.
Listeners.
Come on.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed my time on this pod. No.
Don't get that impression once.
No. Today we are doing honesty hour at happy hour. Jack Mate's honesty hour.
Not one giggle from Fiona in that whole 20 minutes.
It's terrible.
Is she in the room? Oh,
it's
fuck.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
I am fucking embarrassed.
Fee, that's bad, isn't it? It's not like us. What are we doing?
I think we start again.
Do we?
I think it was good.
All right. You think that's good, then I can say fucking anything on this.
You can, literally.
No, I think it's good in like a shit way.
The impression you couldn't say that before.
All right, just so the listeners know, I don't think that was good.
You're so far away from your mic, they couldn't hear you.
I don't think that was good.
What are we doing, Stevie?
Honesty Hour at Happy Hour.
Right.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we can call it Honesty Hour, yeah. It's a bit like Lad Bible do a series called Honesty Box.
No, we've just stolen it.
Yeah, we've stolen it, but we haven't put it in a box, so they can't sue us.
Okay,
yeah.
That's and we've called it Honesty Hour.
Yes, we've got...
What is Honesty Box?
So, Vanessa Frake Harris went on it.
Okay.
Dr. Sam Das went on it.
Okay.
It's a box. You put some hard-hitting questions that are a bit more tricky to answer than what's the biggest animal you could beat in the fight?
That's a hard question.
You didn't even say it right. You said beat in the fight.
Or is your nan sexually active?
Like, questions.
Imagine if that was one of the new questions. Just chuck that in there.
Hello, Deborah Meaden.
Is your nan shag?
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave it there.
Not with her.
No. Yeah, so we're doing hard-hitting questions, aren't we? We got So can you give an example of the kind of stuff that we're going to be answering today?
What's your biggest regret? Intro to this episode.
Yeah. Or what's the funniest thing you've ever seen?
That's hard-hitting.
Yeah?
Yeah, so those kind of questions. Some will be more serious, some will give like hard answers, and hopefully it'll be fun. And no more nans will be mentioned.
All right.
Unless it's relevant to one of the questions.
Yeah, if it's relevant, then fair play.
Right, okay. So what question do you want to start with, Steve? You kick it off. You host this, because I've lost my head.
I mean, the hosting of this episode is just reading the questions we've all got.
Do that.
Are we just going to do them in order?
Yeah. Make it easier? You're the host, you decide.
Yeah.
Makes it easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cool, so the first question we've got...
Wait, tense music. Go.
Am I meant to make the music? Are you saying
it's in? It's still in.
Okay, sorry.
It's just probably cut out there.
Yeah,
and now it's going to
okay,
cut
cool.
back
yeah.
in.
Go.
Now.
Welcome to Jack Mate's Honesty Hour.
No, go.
We start with...
Four of us. He's making it sound like it's a Jack Mate video. Jack Mate... Oh, just say...
Literally called Jack Mate's Happy Hour.
Say Honesty Hour.
It's a bit nitpicky. It's a bit nitpicky. Yeah, it's a little bit...
Why are you hosting it if it's Jack Mate?
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Fuck it. Welcome to Honesty Hour.
With the Happy Hour Boys.
Question 1.
Question 1.
What is your biggest regret?
Ooh.
Robbie?
I've said mine before on here. It was the time I was in Vancouver and I left work and I was living out on the outskirts of Vancouver and I finished work at midnight and there was one bus left that got me home and it was about 25 past 12, but I had plenty of time to walk down. Just not really comfortable walk down and then get on the bus 5 minutes later, it will leave something. I remember walking down right downtown Vancouver and there was a guy stood there at like 12:30, middle of the night with a donkey on a rope, like miles away from any fields. And it was quite a dodgy neighborhood sort of thing. And I got on the bus and I looked around and I thought, I wonder why that guy's got a donkey. and I'll never know because the bus left.
Should have asked him.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's my regret.
What's your best guess?
Sex stuff. I don't know. It's a weird street. There are quite a lot of.
I reckon it was a crack. Pet. I reckon he just had a pet.
But where did he get? It's a long way from any field.
In the snow. Street. I didn't know donkeys could do snow.
It's not always snowing in Vancouver.
Is it not?
In fact, hardly ever.
Fair.
I am.
Touché.
In Norwich, I was once walking through Helsdon, which there's no fields or anything knocking about where I was, and there was just a lady walking a Shetland pony. I thought that was quite strange.
What is going on?
I see a man who walks near my nan's who's got...
leave it. No, don't put it in me. I've left it, mate.
Yeah.
I did hardly any nan's.
He walks two cats on leads.
Does he?
And ferret.
That's more interesting. Now you're now I'm back in.
But cats on leads is weird behaviour.
Yeah, that is weird. So, yeah. Pussy.
No.
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 Why are we being like
this? We're not doing
this.
So, Robbie's biggest regret.
Down.
Robbie will never know why that man had a
donkey. All right. Okay. What's your biggest regret, Alfie?
I always wish I had learned to speak Chinese.
What?
What, mate?
I wish I'd learned to speak Chinese.
For what reason? Have you been to China?
No.
Are you going?
No, because I can't speak the language.
You can go to countries you don't speak the language.
I wish I'd
You were just in
My
Serbia.
Grandmother can speak Chinese. Why did she not teach me?
She's too busy.
Say, not that grandmother.
Oh, so you know which one's doing it.
No, but I know which one you refer. This you know one is one single.
Yeah, right.
Okay. 85.
Why can she speak Chinese?
She grew up in Singapore, where there's a lot of people from China. She can speak like everything, mate. I'm talking Tamil, I'm talking Urdu, I'm talking Chinese.
Right.
English.
Wow.
And why is that one wow?
He did see some great languages.
Yeah.
She's lived here a very long time.
No, I'm just saying, like it was wow at the collective thought.
Right, sorry. It was a misplaced wow.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
And she could have taught you to speak Chinese,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't.
No.
Or were you just refusing to listen?
She never tried.
Did she try and
speak? I'd love to speak another language. I wish I'd learned to speak another language.
You just said she can speak a few. Did she teach you any?
Nothing.
Do you have a phone?
Yes.
Can you get apps on your phone?
No. I'm saying I wish I learned when I was from birth.
Why don't you just learn now?
Because my brain is no longer sponge-like.
Yeah. I feel that. You can teach a kid anything.
Well, I wish that my parents had forced me to go to Chinese lessons.
Why Chinese specifically?
I think it would be quite cool. Imagine like we've all gone for a Chinese. And I just order us our meal in Chinese.
What language
in Chinese?
Are the...
And then
all you need to do to order your meal in Chinese is just ask for the word for chicken, because that's what you ever eat, and protein shake. There you go. Google those two things. You can speak Chinese.
Yeah.
But I would like to order for you too. I would like to impress people. I would like to connect with people. For you too.
Very good. Saying this, I do see this guy pop up on the internet sometimes.
Yeah,
and he can speak loads
of... I know who you mean.
And it is cool.
That's why I regret it.
It is sexy.
There's this guy on the internet who just goes into like Chinese restaurants and stuff, and he just a white American man, and they'll all speak around him in their language, and then he'll just suddenly start speaking to them, and they're always amazed by it.
And they love
it. He's incredible at it as well.
Yeah. You can connect with people. If I could speak every language, I'd have so many mates.
That would be probably the best superpower you could do. Because imagine the stuff we've learned in English.
Yeah.
Imagine the stuff, if we knew every language, imagine what we could learn in their language.
I would
what
love
you
it.
In English?
No. You've barely learned English.
I've listened to a few Diary of CEOs.
Your one.
So what, you want to...
Calories aren't all that. Be sex positive in that.
Drink
your was well good.
Yeah. Terry Crews has been through some shit.
Yeah, he has.
That's the just... That's the
Jimmy best. Carr.
Yeah.
Are we just naming people that have been on it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
My mum's alcoholic, apparently.
Yeah. I like that one.
That was a good lesson.
Yeah, but like if you could just speak like Portuguese, you could go to Brazil and then learn all their stuff as well.
Yeah.
I can never get those years back where I could have soaked it up.
Do you think stuff that are discovered in one country is only ever taught in that language. Look at this.
No, but I imagine there's someone in Brazil who knows something that we don't.
The cult.
Well, yeah. There's someone in this building that knows something that we don't.
Robbie, when you go, you travel a lot. Imagine if you could speak all of the. You'd immerse yourself in the culture more if you could speak it. You would
immerse yourself in the culture.
Yeah, you can. But if you could speak, like, understand all their little slang words and
By.
I just think it'd be amazing. Anyway, it's my regret.
No, it's great.
But you know what? You're not going to have to for long because already we've got Google Translate that can do it. It's not going to be long until we have a little thing.
Like an AI.
Someone will speak and it will just translate for you. You can speak back.
It's the thing. I watched a YouTube video with a guy who reviews technology and gadgets, and he puts a thing on, talks, and you give them the like earpiece or something, and as they talk, it translates into their head, so you can just speak to anyone.
And so your parents are right not to teach you because it's obsolete.
Yeah, it'd be a waste of time, really.
Thank you.
Oh, imagine all the translators out there that are out of a job soon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not on.
Well, now that that's coming along, you're going to be learning loads of stuff from different countries. Now you're waiting for that.
Yeah,
I'm excited for Jack to tell us one new thing every week.
I'll learn something from Brazil.
What is it?
No, I'll learn.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
I haven't got a thing
yet. Biggest regret, Stevie?
I kind of did a serious one. They did
okay.
Jokes.
That's all right, that's all right.
Serious mode.
I did. I'm not even sure if I can class it as one, but I always worry about it, and it's not finishing my optician's course. Because I feel like I was on, obviously we started doing this at the same time, and that was like something that would just give me a career if I ever needed it. I could always fall back on that.
Yeah.
And I was in the final exams when COVID hit, and then it all kind of just fell apart.
Yeah, you
definitely. Could you not go back and just do the exams?
I think so, but then there's loads of case studies you have to do, so I'd have to also work back in an optician's for a while.
How long?
Enough to do like 50 case studies.
Did you do it part-time while studying this?
Potentially, but it's only because there's that fear of like, you never know what happens in this industry.
I do know what happens. We are all poor and depressed in 5 years.
Yeah, see, I probably should be an optician.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when we eventually have to get a normal job, we are going to be sad about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We've been too privileged for too long now.
It doesn't look great on a CV, does it? What have you been doing for the last few years? Podcast?
I'm getting close enough to like.
Yeah, you're fine.
I only got 20 more years, and then it's retirement time.
Mate. Yeah,
but what are you gonna do? No, but you've got a business as well. You're fine, regardless.
Yeah,
like that's
true.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I am.
You've got all your NFTs. Yeah. Sell them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan pulled his egg back.
I said he was paying me back for that.
That sounds like he's messaged you. Don't worry, Jack, I'll pay you back for your egg.
I thought he was paying everyone back.
I filled in the forms and nothing has come through.
Jack filled in the form that said you now can't sue him if you get the money back.
I thought, I don't give a fuck. I just want my egg money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four G's.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's my answer. A little bit more serious. How's yours, Jack? What's your biggest regret?
My chest tattoo.
That's serious as well.
Genuinely. Fair. Like, we joke about it. It is dreadful, we know that. It is far too big and far too shit.
Does it make you sad?
I don't like having my top off.
Isn't laser...
That's got me sad there.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is actually fucked up.
And do you know what I think sometimes? I think, right, okay, when I was 18 and getting all these fucking tattoos and piercings and my granddad, bless his heart, was telling me not to. He'd call me up and give me he'd go, I'll give you £100 if you don't get this. And I'd go, I love you, granddad, but I'm still getting it. Like a twat. And we've got to be serious for a second. Who the fuck did that tattoo? Because it is shit, isn't it? Yeah, I went into an actual shop and got that.
Yeah, but they do loads all the time.
What, bad ones?
Yeah, of course. Loads of people love shit tattoos.
And as well, the choice of tattoo... How could it possibly be good?
Tell me
what they have to do to that.
Yeah, you can imagine that. This is great. Mate, it's not going to look great.
The words. It's the words. The words are dreadful.
It is fucking horrific.
It's everything you take the piss out of.
Describe your tattoo for listeners.
Do you know what it is, right? As a teenager, I've gone, I'll tell you what it says in a minute, but I've gone, yeah, I like live, laugh, love.
And then
I've tried to go down this road of being a little bit more edgy than live, laugh. It says...
So depressing.
It is. You say it.
Keep your head up. Keep your heart strong. Keep your mindset.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise... See, I've always had sympathy for you because I always thought it was keep your head up, keep your heart strong. And I was like, why is it so big? You did the third line.
Yeah, because there is a fourth that he chose not to have, keep your hair long.
Yeah, because I thought if I go bald, that's fucking shit.
But you can't have keep your
the
hair
thing
long.
Is, as well, is when you got that, Ben Howard was like this, boom, he came in out of nowhere, smashed it, I love massive that. Album, great artist.
Yeah.
Just disappeared as well.
Yeah, it went a bit weird. I went and saw him live and he was hammered and he could barely stand up. And I thought,
that was most of our shows.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day as well, like how your Jesse Lingard tattoo has got progressively less cool season on season. Because it's like Man United had a great season at West Ham. Okay, he's gone to Nottingham Forest. Okay, he's without a club now. Right, he's on the bench in China.
Yeah. But he might be able to speak Chinese now. So he's living a better life than you.
Yeah.
So if any tattoo artists out there reckon you can cover up this chest, it's too big to cover
laser,
up.
Mate, laser removal's really good now, isn't it?
No.
My sister's getting it done at the minute.
Yeah, I thought it's come on.
But hers is tiny and it's taking ages.
It hurts like fuck. Yeah. I've heard Joe Weller say it hurts like fuck. Yeah, and I know someone else who's really just had it done.
But Joe had his whole arm done.
Yeah.
And his arm looks really good now.
Yeah, but I don't like pain.
Tattoos are pain.
Yeah, but not as much. I heard someone say the other day that it's like a bee stinging you over and over and over.
It will really
hurt. It will cane.
Maybe there's a way you could do an element of it, but then also get a cover-up.
Both pains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm just trying to make sure you can take a T-shirt off again.
I don't want to take it off.
I genuinely feel sad that you feel self-conscious. What are you worried about? Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
People won't care. Just,
I know that I care.
I also, when I picture you with your top off now, you don't have it. Is that weird?
That is weird.
I picture your just clean chest.
Nah,
do you feel like if you know, like when you walk around like the city and you see like them men in those T-shirts that just say something stupid on, you always want to read and try and see what it is. Do you feel like if you took your T-shirt off, people are doing that?
Yeah.
I don't think it helps.
How do you make these decisions?
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, you know?
So many bad decisions.
You just say you've made so many bad decisions.
Your tattoo, that one with the mushroom.
The mushroom tattoo is my favourite thing ever, though.
So many bad irreversible.
That wasn't my fault. He told.
Oh no! Finish that sentence because it's mental what you're about to say.
There's so many.
He told me to get that.
Yeah, that's mental. You can't go into a tattoo parlor and say, "I'd like a Pokeball." No, you don't, mate. You want a Mario mushroom? Okay.
Yeah, well, he made me.
That's insane.
Are you getting sad?
Yeah.
I think the mushroom's okay, though. The mushroom's okay.
I remember
it's just
you told me that after you got it, you'd wake up in hot sweats in the middle of the night having panic attacks.
Hold on.
Yeah,
it's like, so sad.
It's like, you know, the other day I spoke about it on here when I had one of the worst nights of my life when I had the cast on my arm.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it off. I would wake up, look down, and they keep your head like a yard, and I'd be going, fuck. And I'd have to sit. I'd sit there and have to try and convince myself it weren't forever.
Maybe it was a message to yourself, though, Jack.
Forever,
I can't
isn't it?
Believe you did that.
Kind of amazing that the wording has had literally the opposite effect.
Yeah.
It's fucked your head right up by having it. It's not giving you inspiration to keep your head strong. It's made you go nuts.
The first week, you're going, I thought this is on there for the rest of my life.
So instantly, did you regret it? Yeah.
Why?
Instantly.
Why instantly?
Massive.
Instantly, because I went to Reading Festival a week after, and I was wearing a vest so people could see it. There's people on the bus taking a piss out of it then. I thought, that's week one.
Yeah.
I've got so many weeks left.
Because it was as well, like, I've had that with like a tiny tattoo.
Yeah.
But it was just on your chest. That is so sad.
Alfie, you've got his YouTube tattooed on
you. Yeah, but like
and
that.
And that's got less cool as time's gone on because he doesn't upload anymore.
Yeah, but even that, I'm like, it's tiny. Like, that is...
You've got over a million subscribers, mate. It's not tiny.
No, I'm very proud of it. But, I feel bad for you, mate. Sorry.
Right, should we move on?
Yeah.
I think we need to.
Tense music.
Boom. Have you ever been genuinely offended?
What a question this is. Anyone want to kick us off here?
I'll go. Yeah. I don't mind going.
Can I just say, now the Nanchag and stuff stopped, like, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Cool. Have you ever been genuinely offended? I get insulted and bullied on here quite a lot, so if I was to get offended at that kind of stuff, we'd struggle
for content, yeah. I think. But I do think I get offended quite a lot on behalf of other people rather than for myself. Like sometimes I'll be streaming or I'll just open Instagram to a DM of someone like just taking a piss out of Jack's tea. Oh, and I'm always...
or a shit tattoo.
You're trying to make him... You're trying to do a nice thing for him. Someone take your fucking mick out of Jack after he's just been through that. That's the most outrageous thing I've ever... I thought you were going to go out of one of you boys. I'm taking a fucking piss.
Obviously, people are so furious about them. They are messaging
that makes me feel bad. Like when I read that about him.
Did you see the other day Sophie Ellis-Bextor performed?
she tweeted about his teeth.
She performed somewhere where like there'd been like a massacre.
Hang on, don't say somewhere. It's quite a famous, horrific...
I don't know anything about it.
It's the Paris attacks. Oh, okay.
So she performed where the Paris attacks took place and like so many people had died. But
it's like you're going, did you hear once they flew some planes into some town?
No, I just didn't know where she performed.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, she performed somewhere. But before she was basically given a message to be like, it's kind of paying tribute to it. Yeah. And then instantly started singing Murder on a Dance Floor.
Whatever she said. No.
What has that got to do with my team? Because why did you just come out with that?
Because I've just done the same thing.
But also she... No, it's not the same thing. But she said...
What?
I've just done that to you.
What has that got to do with my teeth?
Can I just clear this up, that she said the thing beforehand, saying that she was aware of the song, but she still wanted to sing it and pay tribute to the people who died?
Yeah.
She didn't just go, I'll tell you, anyway, this one's called Murder on the Dance Floor. It's different.
But yeah, anyway, people will DM me mean things about my friends.
Yeah.
And I'll just be a bit like, why the fuck are you saying that? Or like, why are you messaging me that? Yeah. And I get more offended for that than I do for myself.
Well, that was a lovely message there.
Thanks, mate. Poor you. Yeah. Poor Stevie getting these messages.
I think they're all right.
Yeah.
What are you offended by this?
Well, I actually had a nice one about you. When people take the piss about serious things that have happened in your life, that upsets me.
You started this episode.
Yeah,
that.
We literally did that.
Yeah, you did it.
What? 10 minutes ago.
You said, I was at my neighbours.
His neighbours, yeah.
Oh, that's
whole alleyway thing.
Yeah. It's when people say it, it's not that good a joke.
Yeah. No, I don't like when people take the piss out of others. I don't really mind if it's about me. I don't like it when people comment about Fiona because she didn't sign up for
that
it.
If anyone's doing that.
Yeah, that is horrific. Did you know on September the 11th, it's two... just coming out with random fucking... terrorist.
Yeah,
Robbie.
So madness.
I was thinking I couldn't really think of anything because I don't really offended much, but then it probably is, other people, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice other people, but
yeah.
I don't really, if anyone writes things on YouTube, I don't really.
Do you not?
No, but I also don't really, in the nice possible sense, care about the. I think I just ignore all of them, the good ones or the bad ones, and don't really believe it because I don't think you can. I don't think you can just ignore the bad ones and go, oh, yeah, I'm great.
Yeah.
I think if you start doing the I'm great ones...
Angelina Jolie said that, didn't she?
Did she?
What?
Well, I'm not copying her, mate. I'm just saying.
No, it's nice. All right, okay. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. You both came up with the same thought. Sorry.
Yeah.
She just said that. Right.
Sorry, I've ripped off Angelina Jolie.
No.
Robbie, you seem quite offended by this.
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, now I apologise. Sorry. Now this is what I'm offended.
What have you been offended by, Al?
All the time.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I hate the comments, mate.
What comments?
What's the worst hate comment you've ever received?
The other day, there was a deleted one on the Reddit which said, Alfie needs to get a haircut because he looks really old. And that's one.
That's
and
not that bad day. At all.
Really?
Yeah, but he sits next to me. I mean, it's like...
I got it the next day.
What, because of that?
Yeah.
That comment's not that bad at all.
That's not that bad.
All right. There was this other one time. Where
the fact that you're saying the sentence there was this other one time means you don't get many.
No, I don't get many.
Oh, Alfie's really handsome.
How many have you seen about us?
That's subjective.
How many do you scroll past and go, fuck, Stevie and Jack are getting this?
All the time about Jack. But that makes me
What
sad.
About me?
Oh, I don't know.
Right.
I think I do get offended.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever been offended on this podcast today?
No, not seriously. I don't think I've ever been offended on this podcast.
No?
No. That's fucking mental. It must have been one time. We had hundreds and we say awful things to each other.
Yeah.
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just start today, maybe?
Yeah.
This ep? Yeah.
That stuff wasn't great.
Were you offended on behalf of your nan?
No, his nan went offended.
She would. She'd find it funny.
But he was.
Mm-hmm. Do you not... do you get offended when people say something you do is shit?
Like what?
One of my songs, or like...
No, I don't me and care Jack if people think your songs
if
are
me
shit.
And Jack made a video back in the day, there'd always be some twat being like, oh...
But not everyone's going to like everything.
Yeah. What? That's not fair.
Isn't it?
Why can't they just like everything I ever say and do?
Everyone's got different tastes.
Yeah.
But some people like me more than you.
Isn't there a phrase that's like, yeah, you can't please all of the people all of the time, but you can please half of the people half of the time? No, that's not a phrase, actually.
That's terrible. Yeah. 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really polarizing.
Right, there we go.
Isn't it? You can't... No, I'm talking about fooling people, aren't I?
You can lead a duck to water, but you cannot make it drink.
I've heard the one with horses. No, the ducks are normally duck at the water.
Why do you let a duck to the
ducks
water?
Ducks drink water. I don't think ducks drink water.
What? Of course ducks drink water.
That's like saying a fish drinks water, isn't
yes
it?
Yeah, it does.
What?
That's like us eating bricks, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like... wait.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't live in bricks. We kind of do, but...
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll leave that there. So, thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, shall we move on?
Tense music.
Bit of more of a light-hearted one.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing you've ever seen
with your own eyes?
Oh, you didn't say that on the question.
All right. Funny thing
whose eyes have you seen it with?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I've seen something with my eyes, but I wasn't there at the time.
Okay.
It's the picture of the late DJ Steve Wright crying out the back of his car.
What?
Have you ever seen these?
No
pictures?
Idea what this is.
No. What is that?
It was in the paper at the time. And bear in mind, like this, he died recently, Steve Wright, a legend of broadcasting, changed the way radio was done in this country. Mm-hmm. But he would go off to America on holiday and just sit in hotel rooms listening to radio to bring ideas back.
Wow.
Absolute icon. And when he died, there will be a lot of people in this country, and all they thought was, do you remember the time he had to climb out the back of his car? He basically parked somewhere that he couldn't get out, and there's paparazzi photos of him just climbing out the back of the car. And I'll look it up now, and it is fucking brilliant.
Okay, good. Niche, I like it.
I really, it's so, there'll be lots of people who know what I'm talking about.
Have you just Googled it, Fee?
yeah, here we go. I'm just going to do the Google images and see there he is when he's parked in too small a spot and he's trying to get out of his car, and that's what you get Pat doing. And it never fails to make me laugh.
And then just strolling away. I like that.
Big fan of that.
What a weird thing to say, though.
That is the weirdest really answer, isn't it?
It's really good.
Oh, Alfie, what's the funniest thing you've ever seen, mate?
Well, I tell you what got the biggest laugh of me ever.
Oh, it's obvious. We're talking about something funny you've
something
seen.
Something I've seen that got my biggest laugh. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My biggest laugh was at school. And in RE, my friend Jay used to, when the teacher went to write on the board, stand up and pull his trousers and pants down. That brought the fucking house down. Week after week.
The whole lot out.
Yeah. And sometimes he'd answer a question, right? And it'd just be out. But it'd be under, so the teacher couldn't see.
Did he speak to me in the gym the other day?
No. But yeah, that was good. And then
that's depressing.
There was this other time where I don't condone this, by the way. This is awful, but I laughed so much.
He's ever seen, so he doesn't condone it.
I remember this guy Ben was hanging on the crossbar at lunchtime, just like trying to do a pull up, and someone.
Do you just like watching people get?
I think
punched?
It's quite funny when someone gets exposed. But someone else, do you know what I mean? When someone can't see it, and you're getting one up on the teacher.
Yeah. Or
do you see what I mean?
Yeah, if someone's chosen to do that, or equally as funny as someone who's like sexually assaulted on a football pitch.
But that's the thing. And I did write down in my notes, Ben Ray, he laughed it off. He found it really.
Are you naming him now?
He's called Ben, yeah. He laughed it off.
Yeah.
It was so funny, mate.
Yeah.
Because you can't, when your arms are holding on, you can't, there's nothing you can do. Do you know what I mean?
You act like you're above the cock jokes, but you are one big cock joke.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing you've ever seen?
Weirdly, this got brought up earlier. I was trying to think of like things that had me like crying laughing, and it was at one of our live shows when you pelted a teddy in a poor girl's face crowd.
Yeah.
And I remember just rolling around on the stage and just could not stop. Because I was getting I was pretty sure that was when that guy came up and massaged me.
Yeah, you were getting a massage from the guy in the front row, and I'd won a teddy in a claw machine, and I chucked it up and went to volley it looping into the crowd.
To give it to someone.
But I've caught it too sweet on the volley, and it's just gone trajectory, bang, in some girl's face.
£22.50 plus booking fee. happyhourlive.co.uk. Tickets available now.
That could be you.
Oh, I just remember thinking that was one of the best things I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think of, like, I swear the funniest things I would have seen would have been us lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when I just could not stop laughing.
I just thought of when... Right, scratch my last one. This one is.
Right, all the things.
Was it when Jack got pants?
When you stood in the shit. In Bath. Do you remember that?
Oh, we were outside the Royal Crescent in Bath.
Yeah, and loads of people would come and ask Jack for pictures in his brand new shoes.
This isn't when we were on tour.
No.
When we went round in the 51 cities or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was outside about 10 minutes trying to scrape it off on the pavement.
Yeah, people came up to me and asked for a photo when I had all shit over my brand new white Vans and I stunk of shite.
Actually, one of the most times I've ever laughed, I think I've probably said this on here, I've said most things on here by now sort of thing, but I remember it being at school. At A-level economics, we had two teachers, Mr. Dooley and Mr. Lazary. And this kid who was really funny, Carl Walters in our class, who was not the hardest worker, but very, very funny, lovely guy. We were in Mr. Lazary's class, and he was saying, I think that Mr. Dooley doesn't like me, sir. He goes, yes, he does, Carl. He likes everyone. He goes, no, he doesn't treat me as well as other people. And he goes, no, I think he's biased against me. He goes, no, I promise you, Mr. Dooley treats everyone the same. He goes, oh, it's just that for the essay we did last week, I copied Nadim's homework word for word and held them both up. They were identical. And he got 16 out of 20 and I got 12.
Oh, that's so good.
The same number of words on each line.
No way.
Like that. And I think Mr. Lazary was crying.
Was he?
He was pissing himself. That must be so
that's
funny.
Bullshit,
if
though.
You can then go in the staff room and say, oh my God, this happened to you.
You fucked up. Yeah.
I swear they did. I did my French mock, like, writing exam and kept the sheet of paper and handed it in for my actual exam because it was like the same topic. And in the mock, I got an A and the same bloody sheet of paper got an E.
Yeah.
It must have been a different question.
No, it was like, because ours used to get us to practice, like, because it was the ones where the teacher said it, you know, like the speaking. So we'd do like a mock speaking, but it would literally just be the same, exactly the same.
Maybe they knew and they were like, right, he's just rinsed and repeated.
It does sound like you've cheated.
Yeah.
But then again, I've told this bit again, but me and my mate Lewis, I went to school with, for our art exam, you do a 10-hour art exam, and we had to do a mural for the Sea Life Centre. I did a realistic-looking mural, a mosaic, sorry. We used all those B&Q colour charts, so we got all the different shades, and we cut the squares out. And he did a Shark Tale one, which was a cartoon, and everyone was going around mine saying how amazing it was. We had the exactly same coursework to go with it, because we was pairs, and he got, like, a B, and I got a D.
Why?
And it was like, I just don't get it, because this is going on the wall, and it looks like an actual shark, and his looked like a Lenny from Shark Tale.
Great film, though.
Great film. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Funniest thing I've ever seen, Chuckle Vision.
Next. Oh,
yeah.
Live, yeah. Even better.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw it 3 times. Fucking really good.
Quality, that.
No slacking. Remember that?
I saw that video of me and you singing that thing the other day. It popped up randomly.
What, the song?
None of my business. What? It is my business. I want to sing a song.
I think they sold out a bit there.
Yeah.
I like their older stuff. Yeah. I like their older stuff.
A quick buck before.
Nah, that's fair enough. I like their older stuff.
Fair enough.
Moving on. What's the most scared you've ever been?
When I thought I had cancer when I was younger. I had a lump on my bollock, didn't I?
It's just constant for you now.
A lump on my bollock, didn't I?
You were bang on when you did that impression of me at the start.
Are you How long were you scared for?
From the moment I found it, which was about 10 p.m.
till now.
Oh, you okay?
Oh.
What just happened?
Oh, sorry.
Ball just popped.
It was right all along.
Are you all right?
Oh.
What just happened?
Well, my chair broke when I was leaning back, and I went to sort of like catch my fall with my feet on the floor, and I think I broke my toe.
No, another one.
Yeah. That night, it was 10 p.m. I remember it, and I had my cousin staying around actually, and we was watching TV. Pajamas, so t-shirt and boxers, and I had a cup of tea and I put it there like that between my legs just watching the TV, and then I went, oh god, and then I felt myself and was like, god, I don't know what that is. Went in the toilet, saw a fucking lump. From that moment on, I thought, in 10 years time I'm going to be on Diary of a CEO talking about this. And it was true. It fucked me up since then. So
Diary of a CEO cured your...
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like, basically that was my way of saying I know this is going to affect me.
Oh, I see.
So that's the most scary I've been.
But when did it stop?
It hasn't.
The to the doctor, didn't it?
Yeah.
The fear's not stopped.
No, the fear's not stopped.
Oh, I'm has it not? I thought that. It might have stopped.
No.
You're fine.
Yeah, I'm still fine.
Literally earlier today was, we mentioned, didn't it? And the...
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was, the real fear was like from the moment I... Because I didn't sleep that night, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I remember I like showed people in my family, like my nan and stuff, which that's demoralizing and degrading in a way, I would say. But I was like, I'm so scared. I need to find out. And I remember showing her and maybe my granddad or something, because she went, show your granddad.
Yeah.
Obviously, she was like, oh, balls, I don't know. So then I showed my granddad and he went, yeah, that's not right, son. And I was okay. Then I went to doctors. They said it was a cyst, but still there.
That's all right.
Still there.
Yeah, but it's a cyst.
Yeah, but he said it would go within 6 months. That's been 15 years.
You been back?
Nah.
Yeah, fine.
Go back. Yeah. Just go back, mate.
Nah.
But, okay, it's a cyst. It's just a cyst.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is, yeah.
Yeah. They've told you it was.
But that stems now anytime anything remotely... I have an ailment of some sort. Mm. My brain goes, you're going
to
die.
So weird how the brain just latches on to like a moment like that.
My brain's a bit of a prick like that.
So. It's good that you went to the hospital recently, though. Not with you just, well, not just your thing, but you've been a couple of times, haven't you, recently, or doctors?
Yeah. I went for the arse can.
Yep, didn't have it either.
Didn't have arse can. Which
I haven't got arse can. There's two of us around this table. Say we have not got arse can.
Come on.
We can't say that.
Yeah, you can't rule it out.
No,
but that's my serious answer to that. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to jump in?
What was the question?
What's the most scared you've ever been?
Can I follow more a light-hearted answer?
Please do. Please
no, I mean, can I follow someone who does a light-hearted answer?
I'll do. Well, no, mine's not really light-hearted either.
I can do one. Yeah. It's.
Well, should I do my sad? Well, I just used to get scared of people dying when I was really young. You're still not. But you know, like I'd always like maybe stay around my grandparents' house and I'd sort of. At night, if my granddad wasn't moving much, they're going to have a little look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and my pets as well. I was really bad for that.
Yeah.
So what snapped you out of it?
Well, they died.
So it's a happy ending.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. But I think after a while... I mean, you still worry about things a bit, but yeah, once they've died...
It sounds not like the worry is coming...
I thought you had an arm.
I thought you were going to say, well, he sat me down and he said, listen, Robbie,
I may be going one day, but you... No, you just don't.
To be honest, for a second, that's something I worry about all the time. And I know it's sad, but this is honest the hour, so this is the time for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm with my grandparents, I'm really in the moment. I have to live in the moment.
Yeah.
When I drive away from my grandparents' house, my granddad always comes out and he waves me off until I go all the way down the road, and I take like mental photographs in my head.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird and it's a bit deep, so I apologize if listeners find it a bit deep, but I was in the car last night, my granddad picked me up, dropped me home, and I was in the passenger seat and I turned to my right where he was, where he's always been my whole life, giving me lifts my whole life no matter how old I am, and I just thought, I've seen this image so many times, and I never want to not see this image.
Yeah.
So I just took a few mental photographs last night. I think that's really important. I think we hear a lot of people going, oh, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I think you should just take a moment today, tomorrow, whenever, to look at the people around you. They're here, they're present, you have them. Mm. So embrace it, because there'll be a lot of people out there who don't have the people that they love.
I think it's generally as well is in life is just trying to live in the present, as you say, sort of thing. Like a lot of the time, really, you've got kids, they're always asking you to do shit like that. A lot of the time, I'll be lying there and you'll be like, a bit tired or something like that, or hungover or whatever like that. You're lying on the sofa and then one of the kids will go, do you want to come on the trampoline? And you think, well, genuinely, don't really. Mm. But then I know there will be a time in the future where I won't be able to, but I'd love to. So
yeah,
you have to sort of go, yeah, all right, I'll go on the trampoline.
Yeah.
We're not doing jumping too high.
Yeah.
It hurts.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Where were we then, boys? Because that's got a bit sad, isn't it?
Mine's not very scared.
Talk about my granddad shagging again, please, actually.
I was just thinking,
if this goat needs to go for a war, look at the fucking diversity, the range these boys
10 minutes ago,
we're talking about how scared you'd be if your grandfather died and what it might be like one day to finally have to face life without someone who's always beside you. And a few minutes ago, we're like, your granddad fucks like
nothing
on earth.
I think I said he stinks of someone who's
ploughed.
Oh, God.
What range.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, I don't know how to follow that
what
now.
What are you scared of?
I don't know if I'm scared of it, but I am sometimes.
Neighbours.
Which is...
I can't do it. This is just... I don't know where the line
is
anymore.
I don't know what he's going to say now. So
I don't know where the line is anymore.
Sorry, I just saw Jack was drinking and thought I could say it and make him sick.
If he says neighbours now, the pod is over. Yeah.
We're done.
If he says it, we're cutting that.
Yeah.
Neighbours.
No!
Aguero.
Miss Aguero.
Top off. Balotelli.
What is it?
Love it.
Fuck. I don't know if it technically does scare me, but I do get stupidly in my own head about it sometimes. But the dark. Wait.
So I'm not laughing at that. I thought you said the darts.
I get a bit in my head.
It's always
a bad time for me.
I get flashbacks to Ali Pally when Jack had hundreds of people calling me a nonce.
Right, no, that was bad. I genuinely felt bad about that.
Not until the next morning when you realised what you'd done.
Have we spoke about it on here?
I don't know if we have.
Right, so like we give Stevie a lot of shit, yeah? And I will be honest, right? I just don't feel bad about it, right? I genuinely did
honestly,
feel bad.
That is big of you.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
I felt bad about it at the darts because we were sat on the tables at the front and then there was like these football stands around and they were going like, we like to drink with Jack, mate. And then Stevie is obviously taking the reins for me, standing up, down in the pint.
I've got this lovely video of me downing a pint and I look really cool on like the Sky camera and they were buzzing.
And then I didn't think about it, but I just was like pointing at Stevie like behind his back like this at the boys. And I just went, nonce, nonce.
That was pedo,
nonce.
Wasn't it?
Pedo. And everyone started doing it. And I looked at the video back the next day when I was hungover and feeling like a disheveled mess.
It is hundreds of people at the darts.
And I just thought, that is too far.
But also, bear in mind.
Is that the line?
But
that
wait, no, wait.
The line.
They're throwing darts on stage, not having a clue why. But I can't remember who was on. Just on stage, and all they can hear is pedo, and it's just me there. Like that.
So one, it's not good on my mate, and two, it's not good because I've been invited there, and I'm getting everyone to shout pedo at the palace.
Yeah. Did you not laugh a little?
Pedo at the palace.
I laughed there, and that's the problem. Loved it.
So the dark.
Yeah, I get in my... It's a rare thing, but when it happens, I hate it. But like, you know, like when you're a kid, you turn off the lights and you'd have to run up the stairs to get to your room because you don't like being in the dark.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I see like a horror movie or like I was listening to Ikmap the other day and a case about like a family who all got slaughtered in their house. Mm. And because that was in my head, when I switched the lights off last night, I had to sprint up the stairs. And Ariane was like, why are you running upstairs? I was like, oh, because I just forgot something, so I wanted to quickly grab it. And then I had to make up this whole story because I didn't want to be like, I'm a little bitch right now. I'm being like, I'm in my own head. Like, and then like sometimes if she goes to brush her teeth in her bathroom and I'm coming downstairs, I'll switch off all the lights ready to get into bed and it's just pitch black and I'm laying in bed and I'm just thinking,
much put my torch on until she comes out.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But it's just like, it's not the dark itself. It's like, I get in my own head about something could be there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's monsters or anything, but I'm always like, you always hear stories like people breaking into houses and stuff. And I don't even have a fucking door on my bedroom.
No.
So I'm like, I've got this, from my bedroom, I can see up the stairs and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, I'm creeped out.
See, I don't have a door. It's a whole
thing. I've said this before
it's
on
weird,
here.
Weird.
I've got a stupidly big bed because I'm a big person. Yeah. So I paid for a super king bed.
Dickhead, wasn't it?
I did that Robert Temple trick.
Yeah. You check your mattress as well?
No.
With no door.
I've got a super king bed and the bedroom doesn't really fit it.
So like a super king bed.
And so I had to take I couldn't fit it in without taking the door off because the bedroom's not big enough. Right. So I can, but from my, because we've got like a loft conversion in on the upstairs, so we've got the third floor, I can just see up there.
Oh,
and then,
saying that.
Yeah. And then something that used to get into my head is the upstairs bathroom has like an eaves, because we don't have an attic, obviously, where we store everything. And then that story of the woman who lived in the walls was in my head one time. So every time I'd go up there, I'd have to open it and check no one was in there.
And then
sometimes I'd just, if I heard like any creaking or anything upstairs, I'd have to go and make sure no one's up there.
Probably Jeff.
Oh yeah, talking mongoose.
Yeah.
But it's weird because I don't have that much fear. Like when I hear banging and stuff in the house randomly, I'll always just go and do it. I'll always go check it.
Mum's trying again.
We're not doing this. We said we wouldn't do it anymore.
Sorry, it was
like a ball rolling from the goal. You're going to tap it in. Come on.
But if I do hear like noises in the house, I'm never like, oh, I'm not going to go check. I will just go check.
Yeah.
Because if I know what I'm going towards, I feel fine.
I will never
check. It's just the unknown.
Oh, I check.
I don't check.
Do you know?
I'm always like, I'll just stay in bed, and if they get me, they get me. I'm not going to my death.
I'll check.
Yeah, you got to check, because at least you're alert at that point.
You just lie in bed waiting to die.
Yeah,
that's very you.
If I go downstairs and it's nighttime because we've heard a noise or something, I wouldn't say I'm scared of the dark, but I must be a bit, because I'll go down and the door will be left open so Fee can hear me, and I'll be going, Fee, like talking to her so I can hear her so it's all right, and then I'll just like burst into the kitchen. But I mean, if there was someone there, I am letting them stab me. So I don't know what I'm doing when I go in
the
room.
I don't know what I'm doing either. I think I'm just going to make sure. You're going with 99% in your head that nothing's there.
Yeah, but I have done before, like when you go in the room, say you hear back door and you think, right, it's going to be in the kitchen if there's anything in there. Sometimes I'll do a really weird face when I go around the door.
Like right, what?
Do the face.
Like because then I'll go.
I cannot think
I'll,
of what
I'll,
is.
Go, like, I'll go in, I'll go.
Like why? That.
Because I think if there's a murderer, they'll
take a second.
If there's a murderer and I go, all right, mate, they're going to go stab, not scared. But if I get, they're going to go, what the fuck? And then that's when I go.
You've got to throw them off guard.
That's when I,
remember seeing a Billy Connolly sketch decades ago where he was talking about what happens if someone walks in when you're wanking, and he was saying, the best thing you can say in the situation, if someone comes in, is to look at them dead in the eye and say, oh my God, thank God you're here. Because that'll throw them off straight away.
That is good. Okay.
I don't think Alfie said it, has he?
When you've been the most scared, boy?
When I was, when I nearly died in the Norwich station loo, when I was on the loo. I told you about that.
What?
I got attacked.
On the loo.
Have I never told this on the pod?
By a person?
Yeah.
No?
You might have done. It rings a bell.
I was going to yours. I had to get your cousin to come pick me up because I was so scared.
I've not heard this, I don't think.
Oh my God, this is one of my best stories.
Oh,
now we get one.
Can this episode get any... Now we get Can this episode get any better? Yes.
Well, let me set the scene.
You're in the toilet.
I'm in on the loo.
We know.
I think I just come off the train. I'm going to Jack's. I need the loo. I go in there. Sorry?
One or two.
Why is that relevant? Well, he's sitting down on the toilet.
Sitting down.
Yeah, he sits down for wee.
Yeah, he sits down for
wee. I do sit down for every wee, not in a public loo. So you do the maths.
Right, it's a shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying anything, but I was sitting down.
You said that, though.
And I was just there. Normal business.
Mm.
I hear someone come in and someone come leave very quickly from washing their hands. So almost as if they've seen something. And I'm like, oh God. Then I just hear this, Oh, fucking hell, fucking cunts, you fucking cunt. I'm like, oh, not now. Please.
What did you think it was?
An angry, mentally ill person.
Were you mid-toilet?
Wow.
I hadn't wiped.
Oh,
God.
So I'm trapped because I'm too...
Are you panic wiping now?
No, because I don't want him to hear me that I'm in there. So I'm like, I'm dead. I'm a statue.
Oh, bet you're holding your stomach.
I really was. Then...
It's like Alien, isn't it?
I see you try and open the door. My cubicle door.
Oh, no.
And the cubicle next to me, there was only two, and the cubicle next to me was taken up, so it's the only one. And it, fuck's sake, is there someone fucking in there? And I was just silent. I'm like, I am going to die. He started banging on the door. Ah, I'm going to fucking kill whoever's in here. I'm going to fucking rip you apart, you cunt.
What?
Like this. I literally am like, I don't know what to do. First, they don't give me the fucking job because I'm underqualified for the job, and now this. I'm going to fucking kill you. Fucking come out here, I'll kill you. I'm literally nearly in tears. I don't know what to do.
What job had he gone for?
I don't know. I'm still silent. But like the bangs on the door, it was like he was a zombie. It was like bang, 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 bang.
Or like the troll from Philosopher's Stone, like smashing the stuff.
Nothing like that.
Okay.
More like a zombie.
Right, okay.
And
keep it clear.
And so it's like fight or flight, and I am flight every time, as we know, mm-hmm. in fight or flight. Mm-hmm. So like, I've got to somehow get out of here. But he's obviously right outside, so I can't go. I'm literally in there for like 5 minutes, which feels like hours, and he's still going on. And then I hear him go, I can see his like trainers. He goes and starts peeing in the urinal. As soon as he does that, trousers up.
Have you wiped?
Nah.
What?
Oh,
you come to my... You
went to his house with shitty bum.
The story's not over.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, we didn't mean to.
The end. The trousers come up, and without even looking back, I fling the door open and I just sprint out as fast as I can. Go up to the lady who works. I was like, I'm really sorry. Someone's just threatened my life in the bathroom.
You have a lot of intimidating situations in train stations, don't you?
I know. What is going on? That's my third.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Anyway, she gave me the look of like, not this again. And she was like, oh, right, okay, yeah, okay, no worries. I'm like, well, I'm physically shaking. I've got a shitty ass. So can you get him out, please? I didn't say that, but I was kind of like, I need to go back in there. And he comes out. It's just this poor bloke. He was just off his head on what God knows what.
Oh, no.
And I felt really bad for him. But
D-Rex.
I was so scared, mate. Went back in.
Had a wipe.
Came to yours.
Yeah, but the wipe's not going to have sorted it all out, is it? Because you've had pants in contact.
Weirdly, it was fine.
Was it?
Because I was really conscious. I was actually thinking, shall I buy a new pair of pants and bin these? Didn't need to.
You'd have had to gone to like the retail park across the road, wouldn't you, get those?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to get those in the shop, in the station.
No, I would have had to been Morrison's, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Is that the most scared you've ever been?
What? Yeah. When he was banging on the door, I was like, I'm going to die. With a shitty bum.
Well, you survived to tell the tale.
Thank you.
With a clean bum.
Thank you.
Should we do one more? One more question?
Yeah, we can do one more. Well, the next one was, have you ever come close to death? But Alfie's kind of done a story like that. Yeah. Should we do a happier one to end it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did a top five.
What, top times you've come to death?
Yeah.
Let's save that then, because I think we know them all.
We can do another one of these episodes.
Choked on a fucking pork thing, got locked in a toilet.
All right, yeah. So number five, yeah, Stevie was got trapped in Bert Changer Services.
Yeah.
The other toilet at Snets. Was it Snet?
No.
You choked on a pork roll, like a hog roast.
Number two, that was.
Yeah, you've choked on something else at some point.
No, that's not on there. I'll just tell you, number five, got trapped in the toilets at Bert Changer. Number four, when I had the cast on my hand for a day.
No, that's not a near-death experience.
None of them are.
Don't.
Sorry.
What was the near-death?
I thought I was going to fucking lose my head.
What does that mean? What's the death? No, do you know what? That is the most disrespectful.
I thought I was going to lose my head and explode.
Yeah.
Okay. Right,
number three, when I got trapped in a lift in Turkey.
Oh.
Number two.
What do you think you're going to die of?
Number two.
Starvation?
No.
What then?
Air? Number two.
Let's have air in them, definitely.
When I choked on a bit of crackling. Number one, above all else. When I got trapped in a suitcase.
Okay.
That's the most reasonably bad.
Well, that's what gave me the claustrophobia that has affected me and all these other...
Again, it's like, what a decision that is. It's giving you irreversible claustrophobia.
Yeah.
So you decide to get in a suitcase and go down the stairs.
You made some dreadful choices.
Well, we might as well carry on this one then. What?
I've done mine before.
How come you? How
crane falling off a lorry under the M4?
Oh yeah.
Genuine death.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this was like the crane thing. So basically,
I can't remember the story.
Okay. Me, Fenners from Sir Graham, and Brian Regan. Who was also a presenter of Soccer Graham and was an actor in Brookside, and when he went to prison for being involved in a murder. We were driving down after Sky, going, I think, to one of the stations, like King's Cross, St. Pancras, one of those ones. We're driving in this car, and in front of us, there's a crane.
It's just the segue, was, the segue was so much more interesting than this story, and I really wanted to go, can we go a bit more into that?
Yeah, he just sort of disappeared for a bit and then didn't see him for a while, and then he was in court and stuff, yeah.
Did he go down for it?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So he did it.
Well, he wasn't the murderer, but he was involved in the... I think
maybe, maybe the closest you've been to death is hanging out with him.
Probably, yeah. He still owes Tubes money.
Don't think he's
getting back now. No. But yeah, so we were driving on the car, and there was a crane, it was like bits of a crane that were piled on top of each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, sort of thing like that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like an up and down crane, it was a thing that had been taken apart, going in front of us. It was obviously a very tall thing. It went underneath the M4 flyover bridge, whereas we were driving on the A4. This thing went flying off the back of this thing because it hit the bridge, fly over into the thing. And the winch, the massive winch thing bit, the car in front of ours it sort of hit the ground and just sort of flew forward and just destroyed the engine of that. And if we'd been
a little bit
20 meters down the road, we'd have killed whoever it hit.
Yeah, that is scary. Yeah. That is scary. There'd have been no round sheep tour.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Shame, really.
Yeah, true.
God.
That's an actual near death experience.
Yes. Yeah. Why am I not? Just tell me.
The suitcase one.
And the crackling one? Tell me why the crackling one isn't. Choking?
No, but I choke on stuff all the time. I'm always choking on my
feet. It depends. How did you get it out?
You can die.
How did you get it out?
I swallowed it down.
Yeah, not choke. No, you're fine then. Yeah. I don't think if you're capable of swallowing it.
People don't go, oh, I nearly died, but I digested it.
I could feel it going all the way down my esophagus behind the solar plexus.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
Yeah, indigestion.
Meow, meow, meow.
Rob has got no idea.
I like that you gave a little sympathy laugh.
Jack told us that.
No, doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Alfie, when have you almost died?
It doesn't matter.
I don't think I've ever really nearly died.
You told us about the time you almost crashed on a motorbike.
Oh, apart from that, that was very near death. Got chased by a lizard one time.
What?
That was
what, are you King Kong?
No. It was on holiday. Stumbled across a monitor lizard.
Tiny little ones?
Yeah. If the size of a bloody crocodile was a little one.
It was not the size of a crocodile.
Google monitor lizard. It was hissing over its legs. I walk around the corner and it's just there. 3 meters long. Thank you.
3 meters long.
That's bigger than me, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
What? Yeah. What do we know?
Bigger than everyone.
He's not even 2 meters.
It's like... like that, and I fucking bolted.
Were you a
down
kid?
The beach. Yeah.
Fuck, you could have been eaten.
Yeah.
They are big.
Let's have a look at them. The old monitor lizard. Yeah, they're hench, actually. Yeah.
What do they eat?
So why is Alfie just coming across a fucking lizard?
Yeah, where were you?
More than me choking.
I was in Malaysia.
I got stung by a scorpion once.
What?
Okay. This is good podding. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Come on.
I was in Costa Rica. I had like flip-flop type things on. Mm-hmm. And it was evening. We were sort of... I was been travelling around for a couple of weeks and I walked between, like, I think where I was staying and the bar-y bit that we were sort of at sort of thing. And I just felt a thing stinging in my foot. I looked down and saw a little scorpion just going off. Turns out not all scorpions kill you and there's just loads of different types. So it's like a bit like a big
thing. You must
have
thought you were done for, though, for a bit.
I think someone had probably already told me at this point that...
Did it hurt?
Happened. Yeah, it's like a bee sting or something like that.
I love this... I don't really watch YouTube, but I do love this one guy called Coyote Peterson.
Love him. Oh, love him.
Hate him.
Why?
Awful man.
Hate him.
Terrible man.
Why do you hate him?
I don't hate him. I don't know him, but I don't like what he does.
Well, Brave Wilderness.
It's not. Yeah. It's not ethical, is it?
Nah. But no, I don't.
He's teaching it. Like, Isaac loves it because he learns loads.
I like it, watching it morbidly. But is it nasty trapping them little bugs?
Well, yeah, no, let's explain what he does. Just explain what he does.
He's known for going to remote parts of the world and trying to find the most dangerous bugs and animals in the world who have the highest pain. The worst pain. They've got like a pain index.
Pain scale, yeah.
And he's gone in order of letting them sting him so he can tell us how bad it actually is and what to do if you were to ever be stung. He does take them, but he always returns them exactly where he found them and makes sure they're safe.
But he pisses them off, doesn't he, to make them sting
him? No, he's always, well, kind of, but he doesn't shake them in anything.
He puts them in that little glass thing, doesn't
he? Yeah, he'll put them in a glass thing and then they obviously get angry that they can't get out, so then they'll sting it.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah, I'd hate that.
But then he always puts them back. I think he's quite good with it.
But why does he want to do that? Like
views.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Have you seen the views he gets on those videos? They are insane.
Hey, and the thing is, I will never not want to see a bloke get stung by something.
But honestly, it's so interesting.
So each one's getting worse.
Yeah, it gets worse. So
That's quite exciting, because when he's down for a bit of cash, he goes, oh no, I've got to get stung by a fucking...
Honestly, it's
going to get bitten by a shark. It's going to get more and more, but oh no, come on. The money stretch a bit further now. Oh god!
Yeah, it's brutal, mate. It's brutal.
When I say these videos, like bang, he's got 21 million subscribers.
Well, fair enough.
Stung by a cow killer, 83 million.
Watch, great.
It's a type of wasp type thing. Bloodworms, will they bite? 79 million.
Sin it.
Cactus attack, 77 million.
Sin it.
Deadliest job in America, snake milker. Someone who just gets the venom out of snakes so they can test how to make antidotes.
Wow.
71 million. Bullet ant kryptonite, 69. They all bang. Tarantula hawk, 64 million. Like their class.
I wouldn't do it for the money.
That's too much.
It's too much pay.
But I remember
every month.
Yeah, I can't have a cast on my finger. Can you imagine me doing this?
One of them stung his arm and he said it felt like paralyzed for a while. And then eventually the feeling came back. And like one of them, I think the bullet ant hurts for like 24 hours.
Yeah, I saw a video.
He's got end pain for 24. It bites you in one place, but your whole arm. Like,
have you seen that tribe? They put to test when they're becoming an adult, they put their hands in they look like oven gloves and they're full of them. And they're like, it is, mate.
Bullet ants?
Yeah, it just looks horrific.
Just don't do
test
it.
Test your metal.
But they're really like...
I'm pussy, don't I? Yeah. I do it, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the videos are really interesting and they teach you a lot about them as well.
My granddad got stung by a scorpion when he was in Libya. Hmm. He was in the desert and it stung him on the arm. He said it was one of the worst pains he'd ever had. And this is a bit cruel, so if you are of a nervous disposition. Yeah. He had to put a ring of fire around the scorpion because the scorpion doesn't like fire, so it stings itself to death.
What? Horrible. Why don't you stamp on it? Or just chuck it away?
Don't know.
It feels like more effort to create the ring of fire.
They were fucking with it, weren't they?
Probably.
Yeah, I reckon it went that way round, and then they put a ring of fire and then the scorpion stung him, I reckon.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he said he woke up and that was in his tent. That's what he said.
All right.
Surrounded by fire.
From where he left it the night before.
Have I ever come close to death? I think that's where we were. I've told the drowning story on here before, haven't I? Really early on, I almost drowned. I couldn't swim for
years.
You
were blue, weren't you?
What?
Were you not blue?
No, you're thinking of Jordan's story.
All right.
When he used to be a lifeguard.
Right.
No.
That's such a weird thing to ask if he was.
I thought he'd almost died, though.
Well, I did almost.
Oh, is that what that means?
Blue, yeah.
I could have. So basically, I'll do a quick... Sorry if you've heard this, but when I was young, I couldn't... When I was younger, when I was like up to a teenager, I just couldn't swim because I never wanted to take my T-shirt off at school or anything, so I wouldn't go to the swimming lessons.
You've got a tattoo.
I'd never go to the swimming lessons. So I got I've got a 3-meter swimming certificate. That's my only certificate I've got from swimming.
Do you not have to get your top off for it?
That I did it that once. And I was like, I've never done it again.
I always say it's just because 3 meters, someone's just pushed him in the pool. That is, there he goes, 3 meters.
But then,
wait, hang on,
pushed off
that's
the edge of the pool.
That's as long as the monitor lizard.
Yeah, that's literally it. That's the only certificate I've got. I can swim now.
You shouldn't be able to get certificates out for
it. They didn't have it. They printed all the other ones. Mine had to be handwritten.
Yeah, of course it did.
It's just on a bit of paper. Well done, mate. You fell in a pool.
That teacher took a photo of that and it showed they hated me. Took the piss, laughing. Like, three.
All right. I almost died because of this. Yeah. There used to be a place in Norwich called Aqua Park. Mm. Remember it? Mm.
That's
yeah.
the.
Yeah. Aqua Park.
I remember it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Aqua Park is, it was like an old swimming place, but there was also like a cool slide and stuff there. And we went with a few mates and their mum left, but we all stayed. And my brother was swimming from deep end to shallow end. So I was like, I'll follow him. I pushed off the edge. 3 meters isn't very fast. I'm still in the deep end. So I remember that episode of The Simpsons when you sunk my battleship and the ship keeps going to the bottom and it hits the springs and comes back
up.
And they just keep surviving. That was me in the water. I'd fall, I'd push off the bottom,
Jack.
And I'd come back up and I'd be going, help! And I'd fall again.
I'd love a video of this.
How is this? Why is that funny? I'm dying. What the fuck?
What were you doing?
It's the hell.
I'm dying.
What were you
on
dying
repeat.
Slowly.
Mate, I do it.
Help!
No, I do it about five times. Five times.
Please.
And I fall.
Dad.
And I jump.
That's what I was picturing. Mum.
My mum wasn't there anymore. So
Mom.
I jump. I bounce off the bottom and I'm coming up and I'm splashing going.
And
I'm back
terrifying.
Under nice. And I'm pushing off like that every time. And I'm looking and the lifeguard thinks I'm taking a piss, I think.
That's a terrible life. Don't take a chance.
Mate.
The lifeguard, that's the worst lifeguard.
I'm gonna let this one go and see how it plays out.
He's taking the piss.
He didn't help. And then as I'm going down, I'm like, I can't push anymore. I feel something grab me and I just get yanked to the side. And they had one of those like swimming pool dividers so people could swim faster at the end. And I'm like holding on to that. And my brother came back and grabbed me and pulled me out. Lifeguard just stared.
Wow. Did you not have a go at him?
No, I was like 12 or
Did
something.
Did your mum?
She wasn't there. That's what I said. They
Who
left.
Was there?
It was just me, my brother, and our mates. So they could all swim, but I couldn't. I must have been like 10 or 12.
How did you end up in the pool?
You got pushed in.
We went.
Sorry, right?
No, I dived in.
Right.
Okay. Why would you dive in?
I thought even if I fall, I'll be able to bounce forwards. I didn't think I'd only go up and down.
It's quite a fucking gamble.
Total wipeout.
I can dive though.
I'll bounce.
Yeah, I don't know why I did
you
that.
You learn all the diving bits.
That is genuinely terrifying.
I remember telling my friend this story when I first moved to Bristol, Matthias, at uni, and he cracked up when I did that help thing. He said, it's just so funny. Imagine me bouncing. And I'm like, I'm dying. And then you lot laughed at the same thing.
Such a long, drawn out, embarrassing death.
Lifeguard is just looking
Mate,
at you guys.
Did not do a thing.
If I was a lifeguard and people were doing that to me every hour for my whole shift, I would just still help. I'd go,
that person needs sacking.
They're probably taking the piss, but I'm going to have to investigate this.
Maybe just kick him out.
Yeah.
Zero tolerance.
Yeah, thank you.
Kicked out. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was drowning.
Well, it can't be too safe.
Yeah.
Makes sense, does it?
Let's move on to a happier one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's something mundane that makes you happy? Alfie?
Oh, this could be anything with Alf, couldn't it?
Loads of stuff.
Really?
Everything.
Yeah.
Go on.
Name something.
Crosswords?
Wordle.
Okay.
Wordle makes me
happy.
I
do the crosswords when I'm around my dad's, but I don't get the paper.
Right.
I mean, he gets them in the paper.
Chewing gum?
Sorry?
Chewing gum.
I'd love some, thank you. Just a little joke for you there.
That makes me happy to me.
Yes, but it does make me feel sick if I chew it in the car.
All right, well, give me some examples. Yeah,
it'd be easier, wouldn't it?
Have you got anything that makes you happy? Like, have you actually thought of anything?
Well, it's too hard because...
Just one mundane thing.
Sitting.
So you must be loving it now.
No, because I'm doing something now.
You like just sitting, doing nothing.
So it's not the sitting that you enjoy, it's the doing nothing you enjoy.
I love the feeling of not having anything to do.
Yeah, that's better
that's
than
mundane,
sitting.
That's mundane,
yeah. Yeah, it's better
but
than
I just... No, but sometimes do you not just sit there?
And you're can't.
Do you know what I love is... I'm getting close to the time I'm going to start doing it. From spring onwards... Mornings, a dressing gown on, make a little pot of coffee, just sitting in my garden, making the coffee.
Oh,
nothing else, no phone, nothing like that, just sitting there. Brilliant.
I love. I'm in the house. Ali's gone to work, and I just make myself a coffee, and I just stand in the kitchen. I just stand there,
20 minutes.
It's not just sitting, it's standing as well.
Yeah, standing as well.
Mickey Flanagan has got a joke about this, which is called doing fuck all. And then he goes, like, proper fuck all.
Yeah.
And then he says, you put the kettle on. He says, you just stand there while the kettle's going. And you're doing fuck all. Or you run a bath and you just look at the water.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just swoosh the
I
water.
I love that.
I can't
I
do that.
I love that.
Can you not?
No.
No, I can't really.
My mind would go, if I'm just standing waiting for something, I need to go on my phone. Or I cannot just do
no,
nothing.
No, I need... I need the...
It's quite good for you.
If
I couldn't.
I really like... sometimes I'll literally just put a podcast on, just sit.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Just sit. Just listening. I'm not even really listening. Just sitting there. God, it's nice.
I think all our answers are quite similar to this. What's yours?
I've got... I wrote one, and I realise that's not really very mundane, but one of the happiest I've been in the last few days was last night when we got back. It's not a mundane thing, but... seeing Isaac being able to be himself and just like actually just open up, because he has like two personalities. He'll either go really shy and held back, or he'll just like kind of just be. And then I drove him to Tesco when we got back last night, and he was quite quiet, and then I put a song on and he was just fully going for it in the back of the car, and I could look in my mirror and just saw him like head banging.
What
and
song
stuff
was it?
It's the theme song to My Hero Academia, but it's like a rock song.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
everybody is surrounding me, leave. And he was just in the back going, we're no one to save. And I was just like going, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah,
because he's not doing it for me either, he's just doing it for himself.
Yeah,
so that was like, I was like, oh, this is amazing. So as soon as I got home, I was like, oh, I love that.
It's not just watching kids do anything, isn't it? I like watch kids just reading. It's like, cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
because I couldn't always do that.
I don't have that.
What,
sorry?
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
But you will one day, maybe.
Yeah.
And it is amazing, because like, it's just like being able to... I guess you could do it with adults as well. You could just see someone who's truly just being themselves and having fun.
Do you remember Whitney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a mega Whitney that doesn't hopefully die all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a Whitney that's like the most advanced...
You okay?
One
just brought back memories.
Yeah,
of Whitney. Yeah,
she was a good girl.
She was a good girl. I want to run to you. For anyone who doesn't know, Whitney was my. I can't say it.
One of
say
your.
It. You can say it.
One of my.
She'd want you to.
Do you want me to, Jack?
Tamagotchi. Tamagotchi.
Kids are like really mega Tamagotchis.
Right. Right.
Do
shit on the floor and that.
Loads. And then
just feed them only bread.
No. Tamagotchis. But if you don't treat this Tamagotchi well, you go to prison.
Right.
So. Okay. It's a bit more high stakes than Whitney.
High rewards,
rewards. Yeah. So you've got to go into a bit more seriously than you might with a Tammy. Yeah. But it is good when they just do different stuff.
Yeah. With a Tammy, the games you play with the Tammy are very limited. So one of the games is just guess which way the Tamagotchi's going to move, left or right.
Yeah.
You could play that with a kid.
Son Otto plays Fortnite, which is more advanced.
Yeah.
You could play that with him.
Yeah.
I played Rocket League with him the other day as well.
How was that?
It's all right. It's Rocket League, isn't it? It's great.
No.
But we enjoy it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
He just said we enjoy it. He enjoys Rocket League.
Yeah. I'll let
he
it
enjoys-
slide.
Oh, you let that slide.
Time with his son. And
time with
and,
his son, yeah. Bonding. Yeah. I'm happy that I'm sort of happy at doing the more normal things in life, right? So, for example, like this week, I've had like a really good week, like one of the best weeks in years, right? So, like,
fucking hell, that's a great week.
Yeah, it is. But it's like things are going well for me at the moment, and I've been living this kind of like dream for years. Like, I'm so lucky to do what I do. Like Tuesday, I'm at West Ham filming a video with Lucas Paqueta, Emerson, and Jarrod Bowen, three of our best players. Right, I'm there, and we're all like the shoot went well. We're all laughing, and I just think like fucking hell, I'm doing this. Yeah. Then the next day, Stevie and I, we come here, we film a podcast with Josh Widdicombe, a comedian that I've always looked up to and whatever. So my life is this crazy fucking roller coaster of things I never would have thought would have ever happened to me. But if tomorrow I'm at home and I just go to the pub with my mates from Norwich, who aren't YouTubers and celebrities and crazy people, and they're just talking about their 9 to 5 and we're having a beer and we're watching fucking Brentford versus Bournemouth, I am just as happy in that moment as I am doing these things. And I am so grateful that my brain is like that, because one day those cool, amazing things might not be happening to me anymore. and to know I can just go, well, fuck it, I'll always have the pub.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll
yeah,
always have that. Yeah. I'm happy that I'm content with that.
That's a nice answer.
Yeah. Mm. So it happens to some things that are good on paper and were good fun at the time that I've mentioned here before, but they're not necessarily the best things that have ever happened. Those are like, as I said, hanging out with the kids or things like that, or holidays with friends and stuff like that.
So yeah,
it's not necessarily the things that sound really impressive that are the best thing.
Bag mango.
Sorry?
Bag mango is great, yeah.
Yeah.
It's mango. And if you go to like Costa Rica or Mexico, they, people at the side of the streets will sell like the freshest mango ever.
Oh.
They slice up and then like sticks in a bag. It's the best, fresh, ripe mango.
Yeah.
One day we got to go and get bag mango.
Yeah.
You imagine that day when you first had bag mango.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Have we got time for one more?
Well, Robbie hasn't answered mundane, have you?
Sorry, yeah, go on.
Oh, pretty much all those things, I think. Yeah, watch my kids do stuff. Sitting in the garden with a coffee. Walking. I go for walks and stuff.
It's good.
I like the long runs around and looking at poking around, looking at things.
Yeah. Do you enjoy going to the loo? Just sitting on the loo for a bit?
No, I don't, mate. Hate it. I hate going to the toilet.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
I think it's like a lovely, like, it's just you. No one's going to come in.
Well, there are if you're in Norwich Station, isn't there?
Yeah. Wait, maybe that's why I like it so much.
Because no one's
I've seen the other side. I've seen the other side.
One thing that has now started to come back is the sun. Like, are you not so much happier when you go outside and it's a bit sunny?
No, I hate it.
What?
I'm not even saying hot.
I'm just saying like just a bit brighter and nicer. Like for the first time the other day, I felt like, oh, it's starting to get lovely.
Yeah, I'm outnumbered
it's
here.
Really
but
good. It's really good.
It's
good.
Amazing, isn't it?
I really detest the heat. No, but we're I like not talking about the sun. Yeah.
No, just the sun.
I like a breeze and it's really bright outside.
Yeah, because it's not boiling at the moment. But as soon as that sun came out a bit, I was like, what a day.
Well, say you should get out as early as possible to see the sun, didn't it?
Yeah.
You reset your circadian rhythm or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, one more, Stevie. Tense music.
What's the worst hangover you've ever had?
Anyone since I was 40. The next one I get.
Really?
Yeah, it gets worse.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's more like it just lasts for... Like, before, you don't go hangover, you get rid of it in the morning or something like that, or maybe the next day. If I drink, it'd be like a couple of days you'd be knackered for and stuff like that now, yeah.
Oh, no.
Bit rank, innit? Don't drink that much now.
No.
Because you've got to really pick your moments and go, do you know what?
I've run-ups.
Well, you just got to think, oh, this is going to have to make this worth it.
Yeah.
You just want to have like 4 pints on Tuesday. You go, well, that's Wednesday. Fucked. And maybe a little bit of Thursday.
4 pints on Wednesday.
I feel a bit rough the next day, yeah.
Fuck.
I would.
Hang on. Where was I? Oh, pub quiz. I went to pub quiz with Joel and Ellis on Tuesday. We did Josh Widdicombe Wednesday.
Yeah.
Had 4 pints there. Was absolutely golden.
You can take your drink, though. You're good at that. I don't think you get drunk for a while.
I don't think 4 pints is much, though.
I'd be
like Robbie saying
would
because
you?
Of the age.
It gets worse. Like, four pints,
I'd be...
Yeah, but
I
you don't
loads
drink.
Loads would be absolutely fine.
True.
Okay, fair.
I could piss off a 1 pint.
Do you?
Yeah.
We were quite drunk after the Bambino episode. How much did we drink?
Yeah, but we were out till 2 a.m. We had 8-9 pints.
Oh, we're actually quite cool, aren't we?
Yeah, we're fucking legends. Cool. That's by the by, yeah. What's yours, Alf?
I've had some clangers, mate. Absolutely.
Like your old neighbour.
Yeah.
After Robbie's FIFA tournament?
That was fucked. That was fucking sad.
You were bad.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad the next day?
Yeah. And just like sad.
That's what stopped you drinking, isn't it?
Just like things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I hate the feeling of being hungover. Like mentally. That, mate, that day. It was a great night. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. But as it feels like your life was before that day and after.
Yeah,
that
very
I've not got drunk since then, I don't think, like properly.
What about when you went to London and done your FPL night out or whatever? Did you get drunk or not?
Yeah, but not like I was hungover, but I knew what day it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's only been maybe 5 times in my life where I've been as drunk as I was at Robbie's.
Yeah.
Like... mate. I remember when I used to be at college, like sixth form, I would go on like a house party on the Saturday and then I would still be a bit rough on like the Wednesday. Like so bad.
Yeah,
that
bad.
Age as well.
Yeah. Mate, oh, it's just terrible.
I can't imagine Alfie like that now, could you?
What, drinking like heavy?
Like how he was at that FIFA talk. Was that 22?
It was 2 years ago, yeah.
22, yeah. I couldn't imagine Alfie like that.
No. I think that was like that was a moment in my life where I was like, that I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because like now, if I start getting pissed, it's almost like this weird thing, like PTSD in my head of like, don't do it.
What
do
a
it.
Night out.
Do you think you'll ever get drunk ever again?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. But
can
not.
We arrange a date for it to happen?
End of tour? Yeah.
What, end of tour?
Last day of tour.
Norwich.
Murderous. Yeah, if I'm not too tired.
Norwich.
That's the biggest no.
Why I will. Said you, no.
Yeah.
I'll see
you. Bank holiday
don't
Sunday.
Don't get into peer pressure. Yeah. Don't do peer pressure.
No, but I wonder, yeah.
No, you don't want to do it.
But now I will literally, because like I reckon I drink once every 2 months and it's a shandy.
Right.
And even after like one shandy, I'm like,
Yeah, it does if you don't drink it.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I mean, drinking for like 4 months, having 4 pints and just being smashed.
Yeah,
really?
Absolutely. I got off the wrong train, missed my train, so I had to walk across fields to get home and stuff.
Fucking hell. Fair
because
play.
If you don't drink, you lose that.
I do feel
to drinking.
Yeah, I do feel like my life is better without getting drunk.
That's good.
For me personally,
it is good.
Yeah,
don't know. Yeah, just for me mentally,
that's good. Yeah. Mine is. I went to. I had my first sort of presenting job. I went to Newquay in Cornwall, and I met Tom Norris there. And we were in a pub in Cornwall until about midnight. Pints. Went back up the hill. Because we had a tent. I had filming the next morning at 8 a.m. And me and him just sat like up, just drinking tinnies, talking till about 4 or 5 in the morning. The sun come up because it was...
Oh.
And it was just Stella's or something. And I remember I put my head on the floor of the tent and my head was spinning. And it was like the moment I put my head on the floor, it was... time to get up, and I just remember sitting up and the whole world spinning and like ringing in my ears, and I had to go down the promenade or where the beach was, and I had to interview I'll be honest, I had to interview attractive girls to try and go on a date with this attractive man that we had. So we had him, he had his shirt unbuttoned, six pack, and I'm having to go up to girls going, hiya, do you want a date? And there was, I've told this on the pod before, there was a market stall with everyone walking up and down, and I did not give a shit. I laid down in the busy high street in front of a production team I'd only just met and laid on the floor as people stepped over me. Mate, that's the worst.
The power of like a bad hangover is mental.
It is.
You feel like you're dying. Yeah. Like I would say, like if I just woke up like that, A&E.
Yeah.
take me to hospital now. Yeah. I've been poisoned.
Yeah.
Do you know the best bit though of a hangover is if you've drunk something that you're being sick, right? That bit where you finish being sick, you like rest your head against the toilet, sorry, the toilet bowl, something, and it's cold. That's almost worth it.
I think mine, I got a depressing one, like as in no, the day was shit for me because you're hungover. But I remember the second time I went to Ibiza. I wanted to do that boat thing again where I met the Peru 2 girl.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't think she was going to be there again. But
I've got to go back.
But we had a good day on that boat and it was loads of fun. But we went out the night before and I remember as soon as we got to the club that night, I was just throwing up everywhere. Oh. And my mates all just went in and I was just sat on this strip in Ibiza on my own.
What, you went out the night
up.
Before?
The night before in Ibiza. Yeah. Before the boat party, I mean, and I was just sat on the strip in Ibiza just throwing up and just like, what the fuck have I done?
How did I get
like,
it?
Yeah, it was, I was so, drank so much. And then they'd all gone to the club and they were just having fun. I was like, I'm just going to walk back to the hotel, throw it up on the way and then sleep. But for some reason, when I've been drinking, I seem to always wake up early the next day. So I woke up and I was like, okay, let's get on with the day. We've got this boat thing. I feel like I'm all right. And I get on the boat and we go, okay, let's do this again. Got the sangria, had a sip, and I was like, okay, I can't have that. I'm not ready for that yet. Yeah. The boat leaves and I am just there going, oh my God, this is the worst feeling in the world. Like my,
2 days
I was
after?
The next day, the day after the throwing up and my head's spinning anyway and the boat's moving because of the waves. They're all jumping and diving in with all this diving gear and I'm just led on the back of the boat. Like,
I reckon if you'd have got in the water, that would have felt amazing.
I tried. I was slightly sunburnt. and it stung my skin. So it was either sit on the thing and want to throw up or sting in the water.
And then
so,
also you're going to be bouncing up going, help!
I could swim by this point. So yeah, I just remember that being one of the most depressing days ever. I've paid all this money to be there and I'm just there like, going, oh, I cannot be arsed with life.
I had a hangover last summer and I went to Cromer with Fee and we just ran in the cold ocean and I promise you it fixed me in about 30 seconds.
Yeah. You weren't sunburnt though.
See, I think that's the thing about skiing as well. Like mountains cure hangovers. I've never had a bad
The air must be amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. If I have a hangover at snowbombing, the next day I'm going to go out and lay in the snow.
Yeah.
You can't stop me.
I don't think you ever really, I've never seen you like smashed.
Have you not?
Haven't you?
Yeah, but not like,
not I've like, never seen him
not
sober.
Like being sick and stuff.
No, Vegas. Do you remember? I weren't actually smashed.
Yeah,
but
I had
two drinks. And
that was weird.
Yeah, and I watched the Vegas tapes back the other day.
Oh yeah.
And had the clips of Robbie taking the bins out and stuff like that. I teased it on my Instagram a little bit. I think people misunderstood what I meant when I said I can't upload it because of the bad quality. I don't mean the bad quality of stuff we were doing, which was a bit depressing. But that, because that would have been funny. The shitter, the better. But it was actual bad quality because I stupidly sent the video files on WhatsApp for Fiona to download at home.
And WhatsApp
kills it. So I could upload it. I could spend ages editing it and stuff, but it would be about 320p or whatever. And you just know all the comments going to be like, well, is this filmed on a potato?
Yeah.
But there we go.
Good comment. Huh? It's a funny comment.
It's a good funny comment, yeah. Right, should we leave it there?
Yeah, we've still got like 6 or 7 questions, so if people have enjoyed
through,
it...
really, aren't we?
Yeah.
If people have enjoyed it, we could always do another one of these.
It's been one of my favourite episodes.
It's been so weird.
Yeah.
There'd be people who are in there when we're just talking about everyone's nans getting banged. They would have no idea what they got.
Do you know what would be cool? Just, if you've listened to this, go back and just fast forward it to a random moment. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Nans.
It's like a Wonka's popping candy.
Yeah.
In a way.
I don't know what
like
you
mean. Bag of Revels.
That's better.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for listening, everyone at home. Or watching
that was nice. I like that.
How you've chosen to consume the podcast. It's been Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast.
That wasn't smooth.
With Robbie Knox, Stevie White, and Alfie Inger. We'll see you next time.
Do you think your nan is sexually?
she probably. She's found love.
Found dick.
It's not as bad. Jack Mate's Happy Hour.